Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the May 25th, 2021 Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting. A couple of things before we get going. You can follow along with me in silencing your phones, please. Usually not this hard. Yeah. Okay. So we have two of our members on their way, I believe, but we're going to go ahead and conduct business. We have a quorum. So tonight, social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You'll all be asked to keep appropriate spacing 6 feet away from other attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item. No action may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard on this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Again, let me reiterate, we're not the final authority, so it'll go to the Planning Commission or the BCC, and we'll let you know on the agenda as it comes up when those meetings would be. I'm trying. Okay. Can you hear me? I can hear it.
Okay.
It's on.
We're gonna fix it.
Okay, thank you. How about now?
Okay.
It's blasting?
Better.
Okay. Thanks, Linda. Again, please turn off or mute your cell phones and your watches and all that stuff. Please take all private conversations or any discussions either in that room or out the door. I will stop the meeting, all right, because it reflects up this way and we can't hear. Thank you very much. Okay, so to let everybody know, we are now going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all very much. So tonight we have with us, I am John Wardlaw, we have Caitlin Cunningham, and Roger Hayward to my right. We also have certain members of county staff, and I'd like them to introduce themselves. Blanca? And as always, we have Maureen here, our town board secretary. Do we have any other members of the county staff? All right, seeing them, we'll close that. All right, so we've got now public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within our jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you have to wait until the comments by the general public period at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's mic, turn the little switch on the bottom up, the red light will come on, and then we'll all be able to hear you. We need to know your name and address, and please spell your last name for our record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have any members of the public that want to speak right now? Seeing none, I'll close that. All right. Moving to approval of the minutes for our May 11, 21 meeting.
John, I move for approval of the minutes as they are.
Thank you, Kate. We have a motion for approval of last meeting minutes as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Approval of tonight's agenda for May 25th. When they hold combine or delete, do we have a motion? All right, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve tonight's agenda. We don't have any changes or substitutions, so I'll go ahead and make the motion as such. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Informational items. Blanca, do we have any?
We just have one event coming up. It is our movie in the park. It's scheduled to be Friday at 8 o'clock at the Silver Bowl. Located on Russell and Hollywood.
Cool. So, Boogie in the Park.
Movie in the park.
Oh, movie. Movie, not boogie. Well, we could do that too, but movie in the park on Friday.
And we will have a vaccination site as well.
Oh, really? Great. That's fantastic. So let everybody know. All right. If that concludes our informational items, we'll move on to planning and zoning. Item number one, WS210117 SG Island Plaza LLC et al. And the Keish and the Cash Showcase 2 LLC, a holdover waiver of development standards to increase the allowed projection from a wall for a projecting sign. Design review for a projecting sign in conjunction with a retail store, T-Mobile, within the Showcase Mall on 0.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 zone. Generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 190 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? Come on up. You guys, just to make it go a little faster for the applicants, once I call the agenda item, please start making your way up. Hi, name and address for the record.
Lance Freeman. Address is 6845 Speedway Boulevard. K1030.
Thank you. Okay, tell us about your project.
The blade sign for customer views, so or for customers to see the property for T-Mobile.
Okay. Do you have anything to show us?
Just the same plans.
See, we haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Just to let you guys know, I go fast because I was a planner for 30 years. That's last. Lance, is there anything else you want to add or present?
No, they're just trying to get this rolling, so anything they need to do, if there's any complications with anything, they just need to know so they can be changed and move forward with this.
Okay, well, this is a public hearing, so if there's anybody in the audience that wants to speak about this matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board. For any action or discussion. All right, so seeing that there are no comments or suggestions from the board, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to the preliminary staff conditions. So we have a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Unanimous. Thank you. Item number two. That is UC210023 Phoenix Realty Holdings LLC. A holdover use permits for the following: 1, restaurants; 2, retail sales and services; and 3, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced parking; 2, landscaping; and 3, alternative driveway geometrics. A design review for a commercial building consisting of 2 restaurants with drive-through service on 1.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment AE 70 zone. Generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 820 feet north of Sunset Road within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? No applicant. All right. I'd recommend that we trail this to the end of our agenda before taking any other alternative action. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. I'll do one more since you're here. Okay. Item number three. UC 210206 TXM Real Estate Holdings LLC. Use permit to reduce the separation from a residential use to a proposed supper club in conjunction with an existing restaurant on 1 acre in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Warm Springs Road, 1,140 feet west of Eastern Avenue, within Paradise. Applicant.
Hi, my name is Larry Lerner, L-E-H-R-N-E-R. 9709 Camden Hills Avenue, Las Vegas, 89145.
Welcome, Larry.
Thank you very much. I purchased Memphis Barbecue at 2250 East Warm Springs, just west of Eastern, and changed it to a Texas barbecue. We opened on December 14, 2020. Memphis has operated for over 20 years as a supper club serving alcohol. We are requesting the residential distance waiver so we may obtain a supper club license and we may continue to provide the same service the residents of the area experienced when Memphis was open. On the east side, we are approximately 20 feet from the exit driveway for the apartments. There are no apartments on that side. Mm-hmm. On the north side, we are approximately 60 feet from the property line and approximately 90 feet from the nearest apartment. Thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Larry. This is a public hearing, so if there's anybody in the audience that wants to comment or speak on this matter, please step forward. Come on up. Please give us your name and address for the record.
Dennis Todd, T-O-D-D. I live at 7564 South Bruce Street. I've lived there for over 20 years. I would like to speak in support of his request. I have eaten at this restaurant back over the 20 years. I have drank beer at this restaurant. I have recently gone to the restaurant since he bought it. I think they are doing a fine job. I know one of the waitresses at who's now working for him worked at the Village Pub. And so I would like to support his efforts to continue to bring his business back to what it used to be, a liquor restaurant.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that wants to comment? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, if no one has any objection, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to let the record show that our chair has arrived and is here.
That's right.
Mr. John Williams, I'd like to turn the meeting over to him if he's willing.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Item number four, WS210216, Cashman Photo Enterprises, Nevada. Waiver of development standards to reduce the driveway approach departure distance from the intersection. Design review for proposed vehicle inventory storage lot on 0.9 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone. Generally located on the south side of Highland Drive and east side of Morgan Cashman's Way within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of Carvana. First, just to orient you can see the site labeled here is where Morgan Cashman turns into Highland. Immediately to the south, a few of you were on the Town Board a few years ago when I came in representing Carvana to establish their tower there that is open and existing. This is a secondary site for them where we simply want to just do a vehicle storage lot or parking lot. So it is zoned properly. You can see we have a zoned M1 and an M1 zoning district. It is permissible use. We meet all of the conditions except for our entrances, so triggered some public works waivers. I think what's important to note that is today existing is the Cashman photography studio, so this will be grazed down, parking lot built over it. But on Morgan Cashman Way, there's actually three entrances today. None of those meet code under today's public works. We are consolidating that on Morgan's Way all the way to the south, as far away from the intersection as possible. So we're consolidating from three entrances to one, but we're still short 190 feet, which is the standard. We're at 137. So staff, Public Works, recognizes the fact that we're consolidating and making as far away as possible does support that. And then similarly on Highland, this departure distance should be 150 feet. We have to reduce that. Again, we pushed it as far away as possible by still protecting throat depths and all that. So we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval and more than happy to answer any questions.
And this is a public meeting. Does anyone have anything they'd like to comment on? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
You want to go for one, Robert? No, all right. If there's no comments from the board, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Item number 5, ET 21400067, ZC 180905, Swenson 72 LLC, use permit first extension of time for proposed mini warehouse facility. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increased height, and 2, waive the requirement for sidewalks or a buffer around the building footprint. Design review for proposed mini warehouse facility on 1.4 acres in the C1 local business AE60 zone within the Midtown Maryland Parkway District, generally located on the east side of University Center Drive, 1,160 feet north of Flamingo Road within Paradise. Give us your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Alex.
Turn it on.
Sorry. Good evening. My name is Alex Kalawi. K-A-L-A-W.
It's not on your
It's on. It's too far away. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Good evening.
Can you spell your last name again? I didn't catch it.
It is K-A-L-A-W.
Thank you.
Address is 4775 West Tico Avenue, Las Vegas, 89138. I'm presenting on behalf of Engineering Partners, the design firm hired to organize Project Mirror 1 and design project. So we are designing a mini storage facility located off of University Center Drive, north of the Willowdale Tennis Club, the condos. It consists of two buildings, three stories of height each, and it will house a mini storage facility. Can I present on behalf of items 5 and 6? They're both here.
Okay. I will read item 6 into the record, DR 210198, Swenson 72 LLC, design review for finished grade in conjunction for the previously approved mini warehouse on 1.4 acres in the C1 local business, AE60 zone within Midtown Maryland Parkway District, generally located on the east side of University Center Drive, 1,160 feet north of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Thank you. So the reason I ask for the combined report is that the item 5 is a request for an extension, and item 6, the issue that we face, item 6 is part of the reason for the request for the extension. During the design process, we really found that there is potential groundwater at this location, and so it was recommended by our chief engineer to raise the site a certain number of people. about the existing elevation, which is what led to item 6, the request for access fill to the bunker. So we have here pictures of the site, aerial photos as well as street views to show the area that's being developed. Our facility, again, it is 3 stories in height, and so by comparison, the neighboring facilities are 10 stories and 4 stories are facility. Shorter than the adjacent facilities. It's the only undeveloped parcel in this vicinity. So we can look at the site plan, our grading plan right ahead. This is our grading plan. It's a little bit difficult to read, but the main part that we have to look at is the area that the building's covered, and if you can see it well enough, the proposed green contours. So currently, the site slopes from University Center running toward the east, so runoff will move in this direction, you see. What we're doing as far as grading is creating the elevated driveway here, so a portion of the site will slope back toward the university, and the remaining area of the site will slope in the direction as existing. This sheet shows cross sections through the development. On the bottom here, there's a lighter dashed line. It is the existing grade cut east to west through the site. This is the existing grade cut north to south through the site. This is our proposed building pad and paint surface elevation. As you can see, there is a significant amount of fill, and the reason behind that is to avoid potential groundwater below. Lastly, I'll present our drainage sheets. So, this first one is the existing drainage pad running easterly the site. The next is the proposed drainage pattern. So as I mentioned, we are elevating the driveway here, so a portion of it will drain toward the University Center Drive, but the majority will follow the existing drainage pattern of NBC direction. That's all we have. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the audience like to speak on this item? These two items, 5 and 6. Seeing that, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for the applicant. So, your geotechnical firm didn't suggest a dewatering plan, correct?
That's correct.
Like pumping and draining?
That's correct.
Okay. And you've got confidence that there's not going to be subsidence then?
Yes, so the water was found in their initial investigation, and there was a follow-up investigation further into the project where they did not find water. And so the overall recommendation was to ensure that it was raised above a certain level, but not necessarily guaranteeing that there would be groundwater common if you were to excavate to the level where they were. So we are confident that there won't be any subsidence.
Okay.
Is there anyone else on the board would like to speak on this one?
Mr. Chair, if there's no further comments or questions from the board, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval, for, subject to staff's preliminary recommendations.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff's...
on both items 5 and 6.
On both items 5 and 6. We have a motion to approve, subject to staff's... preliminary conditions and recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Good luck.
Thank you.
Item number 7, VS 210185. Open. Okay. VS 210185, Mariano Marlou. easement of interest to Clark County located between Spencer Street and Bruce Street, and between Robindale Road and Seresti Avenue, alignment within Paradise. Item number 8, also UC210184, Mariana Merlu, use permit for a place of worship. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Reduce parking. 2. Eliminate trash enclosure setback. 3. Eliminate street landscape. Eliminate parking lot landscaping. 5. Alternative landscaping adjustment to less intensive use, single family residence. 6. Eliminate the pedestrian walkway from the adjacent public sidewalk to the principal building entrance. 7. Reduce the setback for an accessory structure, carport. 8. Reduce drive aisle width. And 9. Allow modified driveway design standards. Design review for a place of worship on 0.8 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone. Generally located on the east side of Spencer Street, 440 feet north of Robindale Road within Paradise.
Mr. Chair, before we proceed, I must abstain from this item as I move the previous of notification.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening, Phil Wakefield, last name W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D, 9816 Gillespie Street, here to represent the applicant. First of all, we have a vacation that we've applied for. This site's located along Spencer Street. As you can see, it's just south of Eldorado Lane and north of Rondell Road. We have a vacation that we've applied for. There's the Dutch Creek Channel exists along basically our northern boundary. There's an easement that encumbers the site. The easement actually crosses our entrance. As you can see on our plan, on our site plan here, the channel actually does not cover the entire drainage easement, so a major portion of this easement is not needed. So this easement also crosses the entrance of our site. So we're asking to vacate this portion of the easement that encumbers the site. Moving on to the use permit. We work with Clark County staff. I know we have a number of waivers we're looking for. This is a church. They're trying to get operational with changes that they feel that they can make. This is a church. They have limited funds. They have made several improvements, or they're going to make several improvements to the site that could have required waivers. They went ahead and made some changes, which includes removing some of this landscape so they could have a functional driveway. They are going to revise this driveway along the frontage so that they can have an accessible driveway that's ADA compliant. They've also are looking to install a bike area. They're actually going to get rid of some of their landscaping to accommodate this one-way drive through the site. So in some of the landscape waivers, this site already has mature landscaping, which is basically the same landscaping that's seen throughout the neighborhood. It's similar. We also have a waiver for this trash enclosure. And based on the layout of the site, it doesn't really allow for its location to be, I think the required 50 feet away from adjacent residential uses. So we put it in the most practical place we thought it could work, which is on the north side of the property, where the drainage channel is. It's not near the residential. It's the furthest away from a residential area. The site is very limited. We provided as much parking as we can with the improvements we have. On-street parking is allowed, and that's where they're looking to have some additional parking. This church only operates basically on Sunday and Wednesday in the evening to have their services, so that should be shouldn't be as encumbering to traffic in the area. It should not affect traffic as much having these services in. And then they do have a limited amount of parishioners, anticipate a lot of carpooling as well. So again, we do have some waivers. We're trying to, this is a church, they have a limited amount of funds. They're trying to get this church to work. And it's got similar landscaping and whatnot for the neighborhood. It shouldn't encumber the neighborhood with traffic. With that being said, I think that concludes my presentation. Now, I'll answer any questions.
Is there anyone in the public? How many people are here on this item? Could you keep your hands up so we can get a count? I appreciate it. You got 18?
I've got 18.
Okay.
Not our biggest.
18.
What was the count? 18.
Okay, so now, I'm going to open it up for the public to speak. Perhaps you can consolidate a little bit. It's not needed for everybody to come up and say the same thing over and over and over again. So, you know, let's be sure that everything we want said is out there. Who wants to be first? Come on up. Give us your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Steve Gloria, GLIGORA. I live at 2092 East Alvarado Lane. My wife and I live around the corner front of the church. Our neighborhood is zoned rural estates residential. I'd like to make it clear that we don't have an issue with this church being located in our neighborhood. We do have an issue with the waivers the applicant has requested. The applicant's requesting that you overlook the rules and regulations established for the preservation of our rural neighborhood and for the protection of adjacent property owners. In reading the comments by Clark County Public Works, I'm pleased to see their recommendations to deny the waivers. The requested waivers for the reduction of parking spaces and landscaping is very similar to an item discussed 2 weeks ago at your April 27th meeting. UC21-0139, Massari Living Trust. This agenda item was in reference to the proposed walk church. The waivers requested by Massari Living Trust were approved by the Paradise Town Board, subject to staff conditions. This agenda item was then presented to the Clark County Board of Commissioners on May 19th, and the request to reduce the number of parking spaces was denied. If you were to grant a waiver to reduce the number of parking spaces for this church, will you be setting precedent that the walk church can claim you did it for them, you have to do it for us? The existing ward of Harvest South Gate Church, which is the current agenda item, and the proposed walk church are both located on the east side of Spencer. The two properties are separated by approximately 150 feet. two churches on the same block, submit applications 2 weeks apart, and meet up with adequate parking. That's just not acceptable. Please follow the recommendation of your Public Works Department and deny the waiver for the reduction in required parking spaces. And please add the condition that no street parking will be allowed. I'm also curious about the land use application dated April 20th, 21. The property owner's signature on the form is dated September 14th, 2020. That's a 7 month delay. This resident's been operating for a church prior to the submission of the land use application. If I'm not mistaken, it's been over 2 years since that church has been there. What guarantees do we have that the church will follow policies and rules since they haven't done so in the past? Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak?
I'm at Eric Evanks.
That's Eric with a C. Evanks, E-V-A-N-K-S, out of it. 7660 Spencer Street. Just two properties south of the item two on the list. The previous tenant before it vacated was operating an illegal church there. And every time they had a session, the people would park on the street and block our driveway all the way down. And there was always an issue with them in and out of the driveway. So we missed the previous meeting for the larger facility that's being planned and don't know the final say on it. The two properties on the same street with a way for parking is just a headache for all the residents who live proximal to the property. And being that right turn off of Robindale, there's not a second lane. So when the traffic backs up, theoretically there'll be people back up to the corner, so they will have to go around the car and further into the traffic lane and cut off the bike lane that's right there. So in our opinion, it's a no. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And who else would like to speak?
Alan Sugarman, ALANSHUGARMAN, 2081 East Eldorado Lane. Good to see you all again. Here we are again, as Steve just said, for a very similar application asking for a lot of the same things. I'm going to summarize because you did a great job. I'm just going to run through each waiver. Deny the reduced parking, deny the trash enclosure. I wanted to show something here because one of the neighbors is not here to represent, but that trash will be here. I'll leave that for you guys if you want to look at it. This residential property here, if I'm not mistaken, and he can correct me, based on that house location, would put the trash there. This is a residential property here that goes this distance here. So deny that. I would request you to deny that. Eliminate the street landscaping. I'm not sure why they're asking for eliminating all of those things, but again, we would like you to deny that. Parking lot landscaping. They're trying to create, and nobody said this, but they're saying 60 parishioners to come into this church. And that's a lot of people for a little tiny house that's less than an acre. So we would like to see the eliminating parking lot landscaping not be granted. Number five, alternative landscaping adjacent to a less intensive use. Again, these are all single family residences, with the exception of, keep in mind, this walk church was proposed, and as Steve said, was denied the parking waiver. This would be a 50% parking waiver that they're requesting, just under 49% actually. So they're asking for a very massive parking waiver. Eliminate pedestrian walkway, that's just an unreasonable request. And sidewalk, reduce the setback from accessory structure. I'm not sure what that means, and I'd love to hear an answer to that. I have a question about that, but I realize you won't get to answer that until later. Reducing the driveway. This already has a driveway. If you look at this drawing here, it's a circular drive. I happened to be there when they were having a church service and they're all coming out. It's like watching ants come out of the ant hole. A lot of cars come out. Reduce the drive aisle width, which is also, again, kind of unreasonable. They want to basically put a church in a place where it doesn't really belong for the size of the church that they'd like to have. The other design modifications I would request that you deny as well, and certainly no street parking. As Steve said, that was denied by the commission. So we just kind of went through this, and everybody here is trying to prevent the community from turning into something that it wasn't designed to be. So thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you. My name is Dennis Todd, T-O-D-D. I live at 7564 South Bruce Street. And I've lived there for over 20 years. I have questions regarding item number 7, the easement. Why is he requesting that the easement on Duck Creek be vacated to the residents? My concern is, 50 years ago, when my home was built, they put the water meter on Spencer Street. Then the people that built the home put in their own water pipe running along Ceres, turning and going down Bruce Street. So that put my water meter on the north side of Duck Creek. When they put the liner in, Public Works put in a sleeve, they call it a sleeve, a big pipe underneath Duck Creek to accommodate my water pipe. So what's going to happen with my water pipe on the easement that they're trying to change? Can they answer that? I mean, are they trying to vacate the easement of Duck Creek, or what is item number 7?
We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
Continuing
on, Eastern Avenue traffic is very heavy. When I come out of Bruce Street, I go down Robbinsdale, turn right on Spencer up to Warm Springs, and get on the expressway. I've gone past that. They had their sign off in the. Had a website, and were having services. I do not have faith in their integrity to do what they say they're going to do. We had last meeting the Walk Church wanted to have services Wednesday night, when same time period that these people were going to be having their services. I'm opposed to this. And if you go ahead and approve this, and both churches are built, holy water will flow in Duck Creek.
Is there anyone else that'd like to speak on this?
My name is Lucy Trujillo, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. I live at 7660 Spencer Street. Just wanted to mention, everyone is talking about the parking, which we are also opposed to the approval of the parking spots. You have the picture over there of the, I'm talking about the small property.
Mm-hmm.
On Spencer Street, their driveway is smaller than our driveway. Our driveway is two houses down. And someone mentioned it looks like ants coming out of a hole. It is. It's very, very small driveway, and there is no place to make it bigger because the way it is set up. The owners of the house next to it, she lives in England, so I'm sure she's not aware of what's going on here right now. Also, when it rains, once on time, the water goes down and it floods that parking lot, which means there won't be any place for them to park, and they will have to park somewhere else. It's something that you guys have to be aware of. That is not a street level. You have to go down. Just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment?
My name is Sean Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. I live at 1990 Seward Estate, right around the corner from this. Is there a way to do this a little bit? The trash can thing has me kind of baffled, and their easement has me baffled, and she's quite correct. That's a giant swimming pool there when it rains. On the north side of the bridge, it actually stops all traffic there. It's so bad. What kind of drainage are they going to be using? And it does flood in there, it's huge. And what kind of facilities do they have for that many people? That's all.
Okay. The gentleman in the gray shirt. Just push up on the button there, the light will come on.
Alright, Chris Bingo, 1841 East Robindale Road. I live on the corner of Warm Springs and Spencer. My concern is if we're going to be adding all of these extra churches, then they're going to be asking for a light on the corner. The last time when the Mormon church came in, they decided to torch the northern half of Robindale Road, and we all had to pay for, the neighbors had to pay for the sidewalk and all of the things to accommodate the bigger churches, the bigger scenario. So what I'm looking at is, if we do these regulations and we got all these people, am I going to be paying for a street light that I'm not going to be going to this church? So I support churches. I believe spirituality is very awesome and independent of the individual. But what I am concerned of is the major traffic and the driving, not just the parking lot. We've already had accidents. I end up with cars in my front yard. We just had one flipped over just the other day. And I'll be working on my little front part, don't get me wrong. So I could use some improvements. I'm going to be working on the sidewalk myself, because there was a child with a bike that I was watching right before this accident happened. So now we're going to be having a lot more cars on that corner. And that area does go down, and it is fun to play in when it floods. I'm just saying, so being concerned about the water, you know, I've lived there for 40 years. And that's pretty much it. I've gone through it with the churches, I've seen them come in, and then the county decides we need to put in a bigger road, we need to pay for the sidewalks, and it turns into a double taxation issue. I'm not sure if that's been fixed within the past 20 years, but I'm not looking forward to having to put a light on my property when I have three of them and there's no need for a street light there. It's perfectly fine the way it is. But I am concerned about the safety and the kids, so I'll be modifying my sidewalk eventually to make sure that cars flipped over will not be harming any pedestrians or anyone walking along that way. The Mormons have the church up the street. They all walk through on Sunday morning, so now we're going to be having a lot of confusion, a lot of cars going through, and a lot more people with, what, we're going to take away the pedestrian crossway when we're going to have a lot more pedestrians walking. So that's kind of my concern, if there are going to be any additions that that side of the street is going to have to pay for to modify the roads and make their adjustments for sidewalks. Just kind of future planning questions, and I see it happening. Big churches means lots of lights, lots more people, and generally just less safety for everybody, including the neighbors that already go to the churches in the area. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Okay, then I'm going to allow the applicant's representative, if you'd like to respond to any of the comments that were made.
I guess I have a few answers here from what I heard. I know there's a mention about the accessory structure that they have on the site. Currently, when we took survey of the site, structures were located here. We've actually moved this. They actually have moved these. These aren't permanent structures. They actually moved those to the backyard, in which those now conform with setback requirements. The other issue that I heard was about the driveway, and again, this property has a limited frontage. So even with the standard driveway, they can't create a bigger driveway with the limited frontage they have. They only have some frontage. So that's just, it is what it is with the access to the site. The actual Duck Creek Wash comes across a major portion of the site here. I think the general requirement is 36 feet across for a driveway. We only have 20 feet. One of the other things I did here as well was the landscaping. Again, this site has mature landscaping on it. They're looking to keep it the same way it is. It basically matches the neighborhood. So to take out mature landscaping, they were just looking to match the neighborhood at a limited cost here. Forrester.
Can you show where you're going to be asking to vacate?
Okay, the vacation. Of the actual drainage easement occurs in a shaded area here. That's actually is part of the site here. So, as a condition of the county requirements, we'll be doing a drainage study to show that this area is not needed. If there's any mitigation measures that are required as a part of that drainage study, they'll be required to do that. So, if there's existing flooding there that's occurring, that'll all be handled in the drainage study. We'll provide improvements that will show that this area is can be vacated. With that said, is there any other questions I can answer?
No, it's closed to the public. He's making a response, then I will give it to the board. But there'll be no further discussion after he's finished.
Do you have a picture there to see the landscaping palm trees?
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, with that said, I'll answer any other questions.
Then I will close it to the public and open it to the board. Sir, it's closed to the public and it's now the board's turn.
So, Mr. Chairman, some thoughts. Generally, this application, the two applications together, the abandonment, the request for the abandonment, and then the waivers of development standards and use permit, you know, this to me looks like trying to pack way too much stuff in a tiny little lot. Mm-hmm. The need for the various waivers is kind of concerning. I get it. It's an existing site and they're trying to minimize the cost.
Can you speak louder, please?
Ma'am?
I'll try, but that's about the best I can do.
Okay, I'm going to make one more statement. It's closed to the public. Okay? I hope I'm clear. Thank you.
So, the number of waivers, there's a lot. But the issue's really about not changing the site to accommodate the new use. So, it's not working well. It's not going to work well. in my opinion. So I can't support this, the waivers. If it was a design review, I'd turn it down. But it's not a design review. Right?
Nope.
It's a use permit. To allow a church in a residential area. The design of this particular site isn't appropriate for the amount of use and the number of people that they're going to be trying to put in it. My opinion. I'll stop there.
My opinion is very similar to yours. This is like trying to put 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound sack.
Yeah.
We have a similar situation in our neighborhood on a much smaller property. And what the folks here have said is exactly what's going to happen there, on this property. I mean, there's not even any way that I can see with this that you could even mitigate some of it by changing the layout or anything. The only thing I don't have a problem with is they moved the two buildings. Other than that, the two small structures. Yep. Other than that, I can't support any of it. That's my comment on this whole thing.
No. It's too broad. It's too broad.
Does anybody want to? I'll go ahead and make a motion if you want.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to deny item 7 and item 8 until all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck with this. It's not over. This goes to the Board of County Commissioners on June 16th, and they will make the final decision. So you need to be there to voice your opinion. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Some of you have experience, you know.
Actually, all of us.
We've given them our recommendation.
Thank you very much.
You know, that part of the other talking about it, it's coming up again. We're trying to do something else in there.
Yes,
okay, we have one more item to cover, so if you'd like to take it out in the lobby, we'd appreciate it.
I can be a little hard to hear, not with the mic.
Not with the mic?
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll do our best.
Item number 9, WS210181, Palm Mortuary, Inc., waiver of development standards for increased building height, design reviews for the following. 1, a chapel mausoleum, and 2, finished grade on a portion of 71.3-acre site in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the east side of Eastern Avenue and north side of Robindale within Paradise.
Thank you.
Check the little light.
Hello?
There's a button in there.
Put your button up. There you go.
That better?
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you, Chairman, Board, for staying a little longer to hear us. This particular project, by the way, I'm Glenn, B-L-A-Y-N-E, last name Soule, S-O-U-L-E. This is my colleague, John Cole. We're from Dwyer Engineering. We're here representing our client, Clark and Green Architects. This particular project does very well fit into its surroundings because it's a chapel mausoleum within this center, right by this way, of this long-existing cemetery. What the we're seeking waivers for this particular project. There's a waiver for parking, and Josh, you can read that up. The waiver for parking is typical of a cemetery where there are people who do come for services, graveside services, and they park on the roadway. And this is kind of keeping along that same lines. It's a mausoleum, so there'll be people coming in to view or to see a level and cremated. At the same time, there will be people who come for a chapel service. And when these events happen, they will be employees of the cemetery showing people how to park where to park. You can see that some of that parking is on the road with three spaces and a 88 at the chapel. We're seeking a waiver for increased building height. 35 feet is the standard, but there's a couple things to mention about this. The chapel, we're trying to have a heavenward-like appearance, so the chapel will have a lofty appearance. Letting the light, the windows will be a good part of that extra height to let the light in. And secondly, it's about 400 feet from the nearest residence. So any extra additional height will be buffered by the fact that no one will notice it from 400 feet away. It's a particular height that would be a hindrance to a neighbor. And then the third waiver is at the chapel. The chapel will sit 4 feet above, 4 feet of fill. Now this is again to give the chapel a heavenward-like appearance, but also there's a lake nearby, and we want to get that building up higher than the lake in case there's any event that water should penetrate the foundation. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions about what we've presented?
As seeing no one from the public being here, I close it to the public and open it to the poor.
I make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you for your
time. Yours goes to the it goes somewhere. Huh?
The BCC.
BCC on 616.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So you'll get to see all the people again, but not for you still.
Yeah, after that we thought, I think ours has enough room and kitchen that is surrounding here already.
Well, I think staff was recommending approval, so I imagine it'll be on the consent agenda.
Yes.
So. Yeah. All right, any general business? We had one we trailed.
Yes, we did. Nice memory, Maureen. Thank you.
Thank you. What happened to one? I wasn't here.
That's it.
That's the one we trailed.
That's the one we trailed.
What about two?
No. One was approved.
One was approved.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I missed two.
Great.
I'm hideous.
Motion to return to the board on item number 2, UC210023 Phoenix Realty Holdings LLC. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Now I guess I can move on to general business. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Thank you.
That would be June 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
June 8th is your next meeting.
Yeah. Next meeting. No general business? Next one, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If at full, clearly state your name and address and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board, counsel by majority vote. And there's no one here. Next meeting is June 8, 2021. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Sorry.